Once again, Michael Feldman.
Okay then, man.
The Belle of Cincinnati saw her going down the river. I think she's going up the river. Depends which way the river was going, I guess. We got the captain right here with us. Would you welcome, please, the captain, Alan Bernstein, Belle of Cincinnati. Boy, you really build up those hands on, you know, on the wheel there.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of muscles there.
You crushed me there, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what a big moment this is for me.
Why is that?
Because you're a Bernstein.
That's correct.
And you're a riverboat pilot.
That's correct. In both cases.
I love you, man. I love you. That means so much to my people.
Maybe to mine, too.
Now, are you Jewish?
I am.
Oh, thank God.
No, you're going to hold that against me?
No. A Jewish kid becomes a riverboat pilot.
I can answer
pilot.
That any way you want me to answer it. I can say yes, no, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Is it pretty much a kosher enterprise? I mean, is it...
No. Unless you want it to be. If you would like it to be, we can make it a
The history of Jewish riverboat pilots. A thick book? Is it a thick book? Is it a pamphlet?
It's a Torah type of thing.
Yes.
You know, it's a big one, yeah.
There's a scroll.
Well, it's a scroll, and you can scroll it out or you can scroll it in. Either way you want to scroll. We can scroll.
Was
on
there
the river.
A mafter? Was there a riverboat mafter for your bar mitzvah that you read from?
We can still scroll either way.
Now, so how did this all happen, Alan? I mean, when you were a kid, you suddenly felt the call of the river.
Well, actually, the real story is I was a senior in high school at Woodward High School here in Cincinnati.
Woodward? Oh, you went to Woodward. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And I heard an advertisement for the Delta Queen that was coming to Cincinnati for its annual Kentucky Derby cruise.
Yeah.
And I said that would be pretty neat. So I skipped school the next day.
Yeah.
True story.
It was graduation, too, wasn't it? And
it was graduation.
Yeah.
And I skipped school. I went down to the public landing and absolutely fell in love with what was going on.
Yeah.
And I asked the chief steward there, I said, how do you get a job here? And he said, if you're here at 4 o'clock today, you got a job. Just a true story. And
really?
I went home. This is 40 years ago now.
Okay.
No cell phones. So I went home and I wanted to tell my mom and dad that I got a job on the Delta Queen and I was headed to Louisville and then to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And so my mom and dad weren't home. Well,
Alan came home today.
You're getting the picture already.
Alan came home today, and
I wrote a note to my mother and father. I couldn't reach him anywhere.
No.
Dear mom and dad.
Yeah.
I got a job on the Delta Queen. I'm leaving today for Louisville and then New Orleans.
This is not how we raised you, Alan.
I will call you when I get to New Orleans. Yeah. Love, your son, Alan.
Yeah.
P.S. Would you call Woodward High School and tell him I will not be at graduation just to send a diploma to home? And it's a trip. That afternoon, I got on the boat, and I called my mother from Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I bet she appreciated that. It was collect, right?
It was collect. I didn't have any money. Absolutely.
I got a call. Collect,
absolutely
he calls
collect.
Me from.
And she said, get home immediately. Now, my father thought it was pretty neat, but my mother was a little upset. But that was before cell phones, so I wrote them a note.
We didn't raise a riverboat pilot.
But I fell in love with the river.
Yeah.
At
that one moment, there was like an epiphany.
Well, actually, it was an entire 6 months. I went the entire length of the Mississippi River and the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Went all the way to Chattanooga on the Tennessee River, and it was just it really was magical.
Wow!
And it fell in love with it. It was absolutely great.
And what did they have you doing on the boat there?
I was a deckhand, and I shined some brass. There was a lot of brass on the boat.
Yeah.
And so when you shine brass, when you were done with something, you had to do something. You had to go back to the piece that you started with a few days later. So it never ended. You shine
brass. You don't realize, though. There's Maxie Rosenbloom, boxing. Sandy Koufax, baseball.
Right. And Alan Bernstein.
Alan Bernstein, Riverboat. Yes.
It absolutely is a calling.
And your sons are now?
My son and my daughter are both captains.
Your son and your daughter?
They work in the business.
Yeah.
And it's a family.
Are
my
they
wife
competing
is
with you? Or are they in a different riverboat? Are they
not
competition?
BB Riverboats. It's right there. It's on the Ohio. It's in the demilitarized zone between Kentucky and Ohio. we're in the the sort of the free zone in between there. You know? So that's where we're just right across. In fact, there were some. Did you go to the ball game yesterday? Last
night? No, some of the
there were some of the crew go. There. They saw the boat go by.
Yeah,
and I
saw the boat from my hotel room.
Okay, well, I was on it. I was the captain last night.
I was waving. You didn't see.
And in fact, I'm going to work right after this.
You are? Yeah. A cruise going on.
We do. We got three cruises today.
Yeah.
And I'm going back.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be on the gym cam. That's why I wore my uniform.
Okay.
Because I wanted to look good for the gym cam.
Yeah. It's not on, but you look good, man.
You look good. You look good, too.
Well, thank you.
I know you didn't want to ruin your shirt with a button.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a BB Riverboats honorary captain's license. I don't have it with me, but I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah. Now, I've heard this one before. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Riverboat captain, dirigible pilot.
You're going to be an honorary captain of BB Riverboats, okay?
Yeah.
Now, a part of that responsibility, you know, this is a big job.
Yes.
This is not any... But a part of the responsibility is that every month when we get bills, the honorary captains have to pay their fair share. And so we're going to send
Where's the income?
Month.
Where's my fair share of the income?
Well, you have a good job. I would say you have a good job. I don't think it's a matter of that you can afford this or not. So
that's because I listen to my parents.
That was good.
Yes.
My mother wanted me to come home right away.
Did your mom ever reconcile to the fact that it's her son, the riverboat pilot?
You know, she's listening today.
Yes.
She's wonderful. Listening. This is a funny story.
Yeah.
She wanted to hear Jim Tarbell.
Yes.
She didn't. She said, my friends told me you're going to be on this show tomorrow. And I said, yes, I am. She says, but I'm not going to listen for you. I want to hear what Jim Tarbell has to say.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, it's your son, your baby.
My mother, I was on the radio for quite a few years now. My mom said, are you still working? Mom, I'm on the radio.
Are
you still working? She never thought
working.
It was working.
Yeah, she asked me all the time if I'm still working.
Still working?
Yeah.
But it's finally, and what line was your dad in?
Well, we were in the restaurant business.
In the restaurant? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Restaurant here in town?
Yes. We had Mike Fink and El Greco back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the old days.
So
several restaurants. Yeah,
he expected you to go on.
We're a food family, as you can see. And I'm the main advertiser.
But you're solid,
for the
man.
Food.
You know, you
never want to go on a riverboat with a skinny captain because they don't have good food.
No.
You want to go on a riverboat where a guy is like me.
You're solid, man. You can wrestle.
Solid.
You
can wrestle. I eat our food three times a day.
Yeah.
Three times a day.
And then do you work out?
Weights.
You do?
We pick things up all the time. That's pretty heavy.
Now, and just to get a little historical here, this was the riverboat town. Well, New Orleans, of course, is where I read that in 1850, 8,000 riverboats docked.
Cincinnati was the steamboat capital of the world in the mid-1800s.
Yeah. That's amazing, because this was the superhighway of the day. This connected
it was,
everything.
And steamboats changed the United States as we knew it. It was the Western movement into the interior of the United States, and it was a great, great run.
And
Cincinnati has some great boats, the history of some of the great boats.
Locale here is perfect, halfway between Pittsburgh and Paducah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect location. We had a lot of wood, and we had a lot of people that knew how to work with wood.
Yeah.
And we had the people that knew the expertise of steam and machinery and steel and all that. And it was just, we became the steamboat capital of the world.
Nowadays, you do cruises up and down, but do you ever just take off on this baby and, follow the rivers wherever they lead?
No.
Do you ever do that?
My mother would be very upset with me if I did that.
Where's Alan? Alan's supposed to be here.
No, but we do travel the river. We were in Pittsburgh last year. We went from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. We took people overnight. Now, we don't keep people overnight because we're not allowed to. So we have to put them in hotels along the way.
Yeah.
And this year we're going to Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
From Cincinnati to Chattanooga.
Sounds cool.
It's a great.
Cool.
And we're going to reunite with the Delta Queen there.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
This, the Delta Queen used to be out of?
It was headquartered here in Cincinnati for many, many, many years.
Yeah. Now, and the boat that you have now, that was refitted in New Orleans?
It was. We bought the boat. It was in Morgan City, Louisiana, which is the oil patch capital of the world. A great place to visit if you've ever been there. I'm sure you'd want to do your radio show in Morgan City, Louisiana.
That's cool.
Great place. And we brought it over to the Harvey Canal in New Orleans, and we spent 6 months refurbishing the boat and brought it up to Cincinnati.
Are there a lot of guys who know, steamboat, riverboat refurbishing?
Well, no, but you find them, and they help, and we found the right people, and we refurbished it. But it was in bad shape when we bought it. But it's a beautiful boat if you saw it from the hotel room.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous boat.
It's a great boat.
Yeah.
Great boat.
And you race every year, don't you? I mean,
we do. The Belle of Louisville
every year. That just happened, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. We won the race this past year.
Yeah. Is that a grudge match every year? It sounds like...
We've been racing the Belle of Louisville for 10 years.
Yeah.
And there's just a real quick funny story.
Yes, go ahead.
About 6 years ago, we won the race, and the mayor of Louisville was very upset that the Belle of Cincinnati won. So he disqualified us.
Oh.
He got the judges. I don't know how he exactly did it, but he huddled the judges and they disqualified us, and they took the antlers away. You get a set of beautiful antlers,
of course,
and he took those away and they gave them to the Belle of Louisville, and so they ran off with the antlers. Yeah. And our crew said, you know, Captain, everybody saw that we won the race. And I said, well, you know, you don't want to be a crybaby. We're guests of the city. And they said, well, we deserve those antlers. And we know that the night watchman over there at the Belle Louisville is a young man. And if we send one of our young ladies over to distract the young man, we can go in and get the antlers. And so we did. And not only did we steal the antlers, but we stole the mayor's horse, too. And we brought it back to Cincinnati. You know, it's a great story.
That's a win-win.
It was a win-win.
Yeah. Do you have
my mother was not proud of me because I stole things.
I know.
Yeah, she's still not very happy that
your
we stole
your mother's
got
to give you a little slack at some point.
I think she does. Would you talk to her for me?
You've done well.
Okay, can I give her your phone number?
Yes,
you can talk to
anytime,
her anytime.
Anytime.
It would be helpful.
No, then she'll get on my case. Are you still working, Michael? I don't need to hear that. And the antlers, do you have the antlers
we
now?
We do have the antlers. And
are they safe?
We put them on the Belle of Cincinnati, and every year the crew of the Belle of Louisville tries to steal them. But we're smarter than they are. Yeah. We welded them onto the boat.
You got to weld.
They are not stealing our antlers.
You got to weld your antlers.
You got to weld them. Yeah. You got to weld them.
Number one rule.
Oh, they would be stealing them. They'd be taking them.
Yeah. When you were a kid, did you read all the Mark Twain stuff about the river? Is there a background to that?
And you know what? I still read Mark Twain quite a bit.
It's fun to read about the Mississippi.
And I was asked a few years ago by the Cincinnati Public Library to read an excerpt from Mark Twain, and I did that for some kids. And it was a lot of fun. Really
is the Ohio as treacherous as the Mississippi?
It is not. Yeah. It is not, but it's a big river. It's 1,000 miles. It starts in Pittsburgh, ends in the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
A beautiful river. It really is. And the Mississippi is a beautiful river as well.
And do you know it like the back of your hand?
I know it pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say I could draw to every inch of it, but I know it pretty well.
Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. Captain Alan Bernstein, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Watch the hand. I got to use that. Captain Alan Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen. From the Belle of Cincinnati. The world's only Jewish riverboat. I love it. I love that story. It's like something my mother would send me, you know. She used to clip out things if there was a Jew in China or something. Like, Michael, there are Jews in China. She sent me the clipping to prove it. So, Michael, there are Jews on riverboats. Wonderful. Great guy.
You could have been a riverboat captain.
If I had known, you know, because I read the Twain, I never thought of really just doing it.
Mm-hmm. There's still time.
Or stagecoach driver, something like that.
Stagecoach driver. Yeah.